Griselda, Griselda Chavez, Chavez, 53081. Chief complaint, I want to lose weight. Hey, today's the day? Is today the day? For the ultrasound, remember?
I'm not pregnant.
We don't know for sure.
Well, I know for sure.
Next time he comes in, that's what we said last time, remember? Griselda Chavez, GRISELDACHAVEZ 53081. Number one, I have a sore throat on the left side. Number two, I'm concerned about my thyroid. Number three, history of hyperthyroidism on methimazole, 5 milligram. Next number, on propranolol to help with tachycardia. Next number, I'd like to have my thyroid checked. Next number, I'm having trouble sleeping because my brother died. Next number, weight's gone up or down. She takes phentermine on a PRN basis, and she's been taking some. Next number, her last TSH was 0.72. Free T3, free T4 were completely normal. This was in 2022. Has not had any blood work done for some time. Period. Knee paragraph, our patient is a 43-year-old woman who comes in today with multiple medical issues and problems. Period. Knee paragraph, she's married, 8 years. She has had issues with hyperthyroidism and methimazole, doing quite well. She does not want to see an endocrinologist, and her numbers have been totally normal, but she comes in today with above-mentioned issues and problems. Medical problems, hyperthyroidism, gastric shops or reflux, hypertension, obesity, vitamin D deficiency, hyperlipidemia. Medication, methimazole 5 milligram, one step, propranolol 10 milligram BID. She also been taking phentermine, 37.5 milligram PRN. Surgery, C-section, tonsillectomy. Medication, she was on pantoprazole, but she's not taking that at this time. Allergy, non-immunization, has not had any COVID immunization in the past. Does not smoke, does not drink, lives with her husband. Family history, no history of ovarian cancer, but no thyroid cancer reported. An exam, Ms. Chavez is alert, awake, no distress. She weighs 140 pounds. Is this a 9 or a 4, ma'am? You're going to do a better job with that. Is that a 4 or a 9? I can't tell.
It's a 9.
What? Can't you do a regular, like a 9?
It's closed off.
Quit writing like that. 190 pounds, 100%, 98.3, 16, 61, 131 over 77. Heart positive, small positive, is through lungs, clear abdomen, soft, next for JVD skin shows, no rash around the coast with an electrological non-focal. Number one, as far as her hyperthyroidism is concerned, we're going to check TSH, free T3, free T4. Number two, as far as the sore throat is concerned, possible postnasal drainage. I don't see any sign of infection. There is no lymphadenopathy. I looked at her thyroid, and the thyroid looks completely normal. There's no nodularity. I'm going to treat her with Medrol Dospac. Next number, she has a history of gastroesophageal reflux and currently not taking any medication, i.e. pantoprazole. That could be, reflux could be causing some of her symptoms, and we're going to start her on Nexium 40 milligram one today. Next number, patient to report to me with the Nexium and Medrol Dospac treatment next week. Next number, continue with beta blocker. Next number, continue with methimazole. Next number, thyroid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, with family history of ovarian cancer, we looked at her pelvis. There was no changes from 2 years ago. Next number, echocardiogram is normal. Next number, there's no evidence of carotid stenosis or significant carotid stenosis. Next number, she doesn't want to take the phentermine on a regular basis for whatever reason. I told her she could take semaglutide since she has no thyroid cancer, no thyroid nodules, no family history of it, and I introduced her to a aesthetic, A-E-S-T-H-E-T-I-C clinic that does semaglutide here in the Cleveland area that can provide it with the compounded medication that's not so expensive. Next number, come back next week. Next number, finding discuss with patient at length. Next number, patient's methimazole propranolol were refilled without any problems today. Next number for since her brother passed away, she was given trazodone, 50 milligram, half a tablet at bedtime, increased to full tablet if needed to help her with sleep. Next number, she is not suicidal, has no thoughts of hurting herself or others. Next number, I told her we'll get to the bottom of the problem. If she comes back, follows up, and does things as planned, and she promises to do so, we'll call the patient with the lab results as soon as available as well. Thank you.